We're up to Simon Shin Tzadi, which is on page Resh Nun Ches, which comes after page 514. Shin Tzadi Mavui, Shet Tzidu Yachad in Yehudi V'Tzidu Yachad Yisrael Boz Be'Sifim. We have a little picture on the right side. If you have the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, that's excellent. If not, do not worry, I'll explain it. Let's right away jump into the Mechaber. Mavui, Shet Tzidu Yachad in Yehudi V'Tzidu Yachad Yisrael. But not to the Mavui. Now, what are the issues? Now, let's review the basic halacha. When does one need to make an eruvi chatzeres and shetuvim mavos? Well, you always need to make an eruvi chatzeres. But when does? Let's say there is a non-Jew living in your courtyard or a non-Jew living in your alleyway. What must one do with the non-Jew? We learned this so many times. Schiris. All Jews must join in an Erev, and if there's a non-Jew, the non-Jew must be dealt with. He's also a part of the Rishus. We rent his Rishus, like we do today. Today we go to the town hall, we go to our elected officials, if we want to make a community Erev, and we have to give them some money, have some document, where a certain token type of Schiris to rent from them their rishus, so it should be considered that we are in charge, and there is no issue of carrying from a private rishus to a public rishus. But here, that halach is only true when there is at least two Jews and one non-Jew, because that was common. But we learned what happens if there's one Jew and one non-Jew. Chazal did not require schiris. There's no requirement to rent the rishus of the guy if we only have a single non-Jew living in the courtyard or a single non-Jew in the alleyway. So here we have a complex case. Look at the picture on the right side. We have two Jews, Yisrael 1 and Yisrael 2 on the left side, and we have a guy. So right away, without thinking, you would say, of course we must do schiris in this case. But if you look very carefully, only one courtyard opens to the mavui. The other courtyard does not open to the Mavi, but instead opens directly into the Rishus Sarabin. Okay, so if that's the way it is, so seemingly we would not need to do Schiris with the non-Jew. But to make matters more complex, there is a window that opens from courtyard 1 to courtyard number 2. So basically, there is only one courtyard that opens to the Mavui. The other courtyard does not open to the Mavui, but there is a small little window which opens to the other courtyard. What is the status? What is the halacha in this situation? Are we required to make schiris or not? That is the issue. Let's see the Mechaber again and start with some Mishnah Berurah. Mavui, Shetzidu Yachad En Yehudi. Now that we know the details of the Mavui, One side on the right side in the picture, there's an Ein Yehudi. V'tzidei Echad Yisrael. On the left side, we have a Yisrael. U'bayis shel Yisrael acher etzlo. There is another bayis, another structure. Pasuach l'rishus sarabim, in front, towards the front of the picture, opens up to the rishus sarabim, but v'loy la'mavoy, but does not open into the mavoy. But v'chaloyim, there is a little window you see in that picture, beino lebein Yisrael hador b'mavui. So you would think that in this situation, you do not need to do schirus with the non-Jew. Let's right away see the Mishnah Berurah Gimel. V'loy l'mavui, de'ilu hoyagam chotzer ha'sheni pasuach l'mavui, because if the situation was where the second courtyard was open to the mavui, in Cain, hare yeshkan shtei chatzero shel Yisrael. And we have two courtyards. Oh, there are two courtyards of Jews. Of course, when there's two against one, there's nothing to talk about. U'tzrichim liskar ha'mavui min akum u'lishatev b'neim. Then it's a given. You have to make a shituf, and you have to do schiris. But here we don't have it. We only have a window. We only have one kubur. There's a window. So the Mechaber goes further and says, Eino yochol l'orev derech hachalon shebineihem. You need to do schiris. It's not enough. Full tricky how to translate the words. It's not enough to make an eruv being that there's a window, if there's a window that allows the two to join together through an Eruv Chatzeros. There is no window. We know that from long ago. That is a wall that divides the two. They're completely separate. You can't throw things over the wall. You have to assume the walls are very low, a very low wall, a 10 tefachim wall is a wall. But if you have a wall that's 10 tefachim, you can easily pass over the wall, but you're not allowed to because you have to make between the two courtyards an Eruv Chatzeros. And the only time you can make an Eruv Chatzeros is if there is an opening between your courtyard and the other courtyard. And if there is no opening, you cannot do so. In this case, there is an opening, so we can make an Eruv Chatzeros, but it's not enough. Any cholav derech achalon shebeneim lohotzi kelev lemavui, derech beis yisrael shcheinoi apsuach lemavui. So in this case, very good. You make an Eruv Chatzeros. The window is an opening which allows the two courtyards to join together. But that's not enough to allow them to carry into the Mavoi, because we consider it to be a situation of two Jews up against one guy. And when it's two Jews against one guy, we need to do Schirus. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Hey, Lohoitzi Kalev Lamavoi. Even though in this situation there's only one Jew, and when there's only one Jew who opens them to the Mavoi, we don't require schiros mikol makoim. This is an exceptional case. Even though you made an Eruv, you're still not allowed to carry into the Mavoi. Kidei shlo yismay chay yisrael olav sheyotzi v'nichnas todir al yidei eruvo v'yishoher lodur kan yichidi b'mokoyim akum v'yilmoyd mimasav, and you'll learn from his ways. This goes back to the principle that we learned a long time ago. The reason why Chazal did not require a person to do schiras reshus with a guy when it's one guy and it's one Jew, it's extremely rare. It's a sakana to live alone with a non-Jew. And we could assume that in a very short period of time, you're going to move out. You're going to change the situation where you're not going to be there with the, either he's going to move out or you're going to move out. But when there are two Jews and there is one guy, people feel comfortable. They're complacent. They will remain there. Chazal were not happy with that, with that situation, even though it was common. So as an incentive to get you thinking that maybe it's not such a good idea to live together in a courtyard with a non-Jew, because you'll come to learn from his evil ways, we're going to make things difficult for you by requiring you to do schiras reshus. So in this case, what would you say in this case? In this case, there's one Yisrael. There's the only ones open up into the Mavoi is the Nachri and the Yisrael. One against one. So it's sakana. So the Jew is going to move out. He's not going to tolerate the situation of one against one. That's only natural. So the answer is no. In this case, you will. Why will you be complacent in this case? Since it's a little window, and the little window is an opening from you to your neighbor. So the neighbor is always there to overhear, to eavesdrop, and to hear what's going on. That will serve as a sense of security. You'll feel comfortable. You'll be complacent. You'll remain there. You're not going to move out of this alleyway. Chazal, we're not happy with that. We want you to move out of the alley. We don't want you to be together with the non-Jew. And that's why it triggered the requirement to do with the non-Jew schiras mokoim. Now, then he goes further. Let's go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber goes, Avol, it's the third line in the Mechaber. Avol, but in Pesach, Beinehem. But let's say it's not just a little window. We have to change the case. There is no picture for this, but let's say instead of a little window, it's a real opening, a door. Avlam Pesach Beinehem, Mutter. Then it's Mutter. Why is it? We'll see in a moment why. The Yay, but some say no. The Yay Shmisha Oyser, Afa Pesach Pasuach Beinehem, door is not any different. Now, why would it be better? Why would it be better that we have why? It's a very strange, it's like a legal loophole. Why would a door be better? Mishnah Berurah, Mutter. Dibalav Ha'erev. Without the Eruv, Gam Kein Loi Mistipe HaYisrael Lador Kan, he's not afraid to live here. If there's a full door that goes between my courtyard and your courtyard, the Jew is not at all afraid. The Kevon Sheesh Pesach Gamer Motzu B'chol Esu B'chol Shosh Yikonis HaYisrael L'Chaveru L'Achi L'Gazu. So in this case, they're always back and forth. If they're always back and forth, we fall back on the Ikar Hadin. Why do we fall back on the Ikar Hadin? Now, how many courtyards open up into the Mavoi? One. And who else is there? the non-Jew. So here we have no choice but to fall back on the Ikar HaDin, on the Ikar HaDin, that we have one against one. It's a little bit strange. So Allah, the Balav Erev, Gam Kein Lo, even without the Erev, see, the issue is the without the Erev, Gam Kein Lo, Mr. Pei Hayes Shol Lodur Khan, the Kaiman Shiesh Pesagam, and Motsi Bechol Ezbechol Shoshi Gaz, the Hayesh Allah, let's explain. The only time, and this is another point, the only time Chazal required you to do Schiras Mokam with the non-Jew is if they are the ones that are causing the problem. What do you mean they're the ones that are causing the problem? The Rabbanan required you to make an Erev. By making the Erev, now you feel comfortable. Oh, you feel comfortable? So we have to compensate by making it difficult for you by doing Schiras Mokom from the non-Jew. If we would not allow you to make the Erev, then you wouldn't feel comfortable. So let's take a step back in this case. Here we have the original case. There are two courtyards. Technically speaking, you don't need to do schirus in this situation. Why not? Because the letter of the law states one Jew and one guy. There's no need to make schirus. That's the letter of the law. That is the basic halacha. There is only one courtyard. No matter how you're going to play around here, no matter what you're going to do, there's only one courtyard that opens up into the alleyway. The other courtyard opens into the street. Only the second courtyard opens into the alleyway. Who else opens up into the alleyway? A non-Jew. So it's one against one. One against one. You are not required to do schirus. Period. Chazal came. Now, what about you and your neighbor? What about you? You and your neighbor, can you carry from one to the other? So the answer is no, you're not allowed to carry from one to the other. There's a wall. There's a wall that separates you from your neighbor. Now Chazal came along and said, you know what? We're going to allow you to make an Eruv with your neighbor. Being that there's a little teeny window in between the two, now the little teeny window really is insignificant. It's a token. What is it? You can pass things through the window. It's nothing significant. If not for putting the Erev aside, and you're living in your second courtyard all the way in the back, you really are afraid. Because I'm all here all alone. If there's an emergency, my neighbor can't do anything for me because he lives behind the wall. And even though it's true there's a little teeny window, he has to go all the way around into the mavo and come to save me. You don't feel secure just because you have your little teeny window. You feel threatened all alone in the back with being alone with a non-Jew. And your neighbor with the window, it's insignificant. Along come Chazal, and Chazal say, you know what? Why don't you join up with your neighbor? Why don't you make an Eruv Chatzeros with your neighbor? You have a little teeny window. You'll make an Eruv Chatzeros. You'll be one with your neighbor. And that way on Shabbos, you'll be able to throw things over the wall. You have a wall here, it's a very low wall, you can throw things over the wall. So Chazal are telling you, become friendly with your Jewish neighbor. Oh, I feel friendly. Chazal are telling me, I'm one with my neighbor. You know what? I feel comfortable now. I don't feel threatened anymore by the non-Jew. Because Chazal have shown me, that it's not so bad to be here alone in the backyard, in the back, alone. Because they've given me an option of joining forces with my neighbor through making an Eruv Chatzeros, and that allows me to throw things over the wall. So Chazal say, we have to compensate. No, we're not happy with this. This is just technical halacha, that if you make an Eruv, there's a hole in between your wall. Now, when you make an Eruv, you can join together, and you're allowed to throw things over the wall. But because we are the cause of your complacency, we're allowing you to make the Erev, and we are misleading you, we are misguiding you, and becoming complacent, we have to compensate for that by telling you, even though technically speaking, you're not required to do Schiras Mokom with the non-Jew across the street because it's one against one, we're the cause of the problem, we have to rectify the problem by making an exception, requiring you in this case to do schirus with the non-Jew. But if Chazal are not the cause of the problem, why are they not the cause of the complacency? Because you don't just have a window, you have a door. You have a full door that goes from the back to the front. This is the real thing. So even though on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry from one to the other unless you make an Eruv, but forget about Shabbos. Do you feel secure in the back? Yeah! You know why I feel secure in the back of me? It's because there's an open door and you can walk back and forth inside. So I feel comfortable. So when Chazal say, oh, by the way, if you want to carry on Shabbos from the back to the front, you need to make an Eruv, Chazal are not giving you any signals. They're not doing anything. They're not making you feel more comfortable with the Eruv, with the ability to make an Eruv, than you would feel without the Eruv. The reason why you feel secure in the back is because there's a door which opens into the front. Now when you make an Eruv, so that's just an additional bonus you can carry back and forth. They're not the cause of your sense of security. Therefore, they let the halacha fall back on the Ikar Hadin, and the Ikar Hadin is how many courtyards open up into the alleyway? One. Who else is in an alleyway? A one non-Jew. It's one against one, one against one. You don't require to make an Eruv Chatzeros. The only time they made the exception is when they are adding complaints, they're adding you, giving you a sense of security. What do you have? All you have is a little window. A little window is not enough to give a person a sense of security. Chazal said, but if we will allow you in this situation to make an Eruv Chatzeros, and the Eruv Chatzeros will be able to accomplish new things, and now that will tip the scale. It's not a physical security, but it's some partnership with my neighbor. Chazal are showing me I can be one. Oh, now I feel secure. I'm not going to move out of the courtyard. No, that defeats the purpose. We don't want to be the cause of you having the sense of security. And that's why we're going to make an exception in this case and require you to make an eruvichatz, to make a shitof, to do schiras with the guy. And then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, just one interesting thing, which sometimes we lose sight of, and that's why a lot of these things don't apply. And he says, V'chol zed, so it's in Vav, okay, this is in Sifka, in Vav, it's the third line after it gets wide, V'chol zed, all of this is only true, K'shamavi mesukin b'kedin b'lechi v'kaira, oy b'tzuras ha-pesach. And that goes without saying, it has to be where there is, okay, that has to be where there is a tzuras ha-pesach. That's simple. Okay, but then the Mishnah points out, but you should know, not everyone agrees. That's the Mechaber. So some say, Lo plug, doesn't make a difference. Whether there's a door, whether there's a window, it doesn't make a difference. You always have to do Schiras Smakum from the non-Jew, being that there are, bottom line, there are going to be two Jews, even though there's only one exit into the Mavli, being that there are two Jews that open up into the courtyard, you always have to do with the non-Jew and make a Schiras. Now, one more halacha. Mavui should see the yachad. Go back. Going to if base. Mavui should see the yachad. Any Yehud. Now that's the next picture on the bottom. This is a simple case. Mavui should see the yachad. Any Yehudi. Picture on the bottom. On the right side is a non-Jew. The tzidoy echad Yisraelim are a whole collection of them. Look at that. There's one, two, three, four of them. Vayuchalones psuchos mechatzeroy lechatzer shal Yisrael. And there are windows that open from your courtyard to the courtyard of the Yisrael. And these are not your typical case, because when we learned the classic case, when you learn Masechta Erevin, the classic case of an alleyway is where there is no access from one courtyard to another courtyard. The only way there's separation. You have a courtyard here, and then you have bushes, and you have whatever you have, some field where, and then you have another courtyard. You cannot go directly from one courtyard to another courtyard. These are not your typical cases where the courtyards are connected with a wall, and in between the wall there's a window. The Eruv Kulam Der Chalonis, and they all made one nice Eruv through the windows. So being that there's an opening, all four courtyards can carry from one to the other through the window. They can throw things over the wall or they can pass things through the window. Even though they all one big happy family, all four courtyards, they can go in and out through the wall or over the wall, Der Chalonis. But there's still, this is pasha. This really should have been, this halacha really would have been easy for us to understand if it was the first halacha. But there's still, harei elu asudim l'shtamesh b'mavoy derech psachim. Of course, you're not allowed to go into the mavoy. You're not allowed to carry into the mavoy until ad sheyiskiru min ho'eini Yehudi, until you rent from the non-Jew. Because here it's clearly, it's four against one. don't think that when you take all four together and you make an Eruv Chatzeros, you're one big happy family. If you're one big happy family, it's one against one. And one against one, there's no requirement for Schiris. That's not true. Here it's four against one. It's true that Eruv Chatzeros allows you to carry from one to the other without going into the Mavi. A typical case of Mavi is, you know, if you want to go to another courtyard, you have to walk through the Mavi. Oh, you're walking into the Mavi, so you need to do Schiris. You need to make a Shitav. Here, you don't need to go into the Mavi to go to your neighbor. You can just go over the wall, or you can pass through the window. So you anyway made an Eruv Chatzeros. That makes you one. But still, just because it makes you one to go over the wall, to go through the window, you're not allowed to go into the Mavi unless you do from the guy Schiras Rishos. Yeah.
I must have missed him out of the beginning, but it seems almost that if you want to keep away from the guy, you should make skewers.
It's an incentive. It's a reminder. Schiris supply. Chazal are realistic. If you're living in a comfortable house and there's a guy living there, you're not going to move out so quickly. You're not. That'd be realistic. But Chazal want to remind you, that's what we learned, very little, goes back 10, 15 simonim, is they want to remind you this is not an ideal situation. You may not realize that the non-Jew is having a negative influence on your life. You see him coming, you see him go out. So Chazal can't tell you to leave. Because you're not going to leave. You're not going to leave. You have to live here. This is cheap rent. You like to live here, you're going to live there. But the fact that every so often you have to renew the schiris with a non-Jew, that's a little reminder that when the situation changes, when you have an opportunity to move to an environment that has more spirituality, where you're not under the influence, doesn't mean to go to a ghetto. But in your private home, there's no guy. You go to work, so you deal with guy. You live your life. But in your private quarters, you don't want to live with a guy. It's not the right thing where possible. So it's a polite reminder that when you'll have an opportunity to change the situation and remove the non-Jew from your living quarters, you should do so. But of course, you could live there. Just to say this. Okay, we'll stop here.